AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. A vote to swiftly end the government shutdown has failed. Senate Democrats are holding firm to the party's demand to fund health care subsidies that President Trump and Republicans refuse to provide. Blame is being cast on all sides. Roughly 750,000 federal workers are expected to be furloughed, with some potentially fired by Trump's Republican administration. The government shutdown is affecting national parks, including the Statue of Liberty.
Under a government shutdown contingency plan by the Park Service, roads, lookouts, trails, and open-air memorials will generally remain accessible to visitors. However, parks without accessible areas will be closed. Bad news for Jim Feather from Pennsylvania on vacation, trying to tour Arcadia National Park.
First time up to Arcadia, we wanted to check it out, but everything's shut down, so we don't really get to do a whole lot of the actual official stuff, so we'll probably wind up just kind of driving around the park as much as we can.
Bill Wade is executive director of the Association of National Park Rangers.
They won't find visitor centers open usually. They won't find custodial maintenance in some places. There will be limited emergency response.
His advice, check online. I'm Julie Walker.
A massive brick chimney running 20 stories up the side of a New York apartment building collapsed after an explosion earlier today, sending tons of debris plummeting to the ground. Mayor Eric Adams says luckily no one was injured in the partial collapse.
There was some type of explosion. This happened at 8:10 this morning. We received reports of an incident involving the chimney to the boiler room here at NYCHA's Mitchell Houses. This resulted in a partial building's collapse.
Officials are trying to determine if there was a gas leak. This is AP News. A ski area is trying out an alternative to mechanical mowing.
The new landscaping crew at Jay Peak take a lot of lunch breaks. Dozens of goats are grooming the slopes at the Vermont Ski Resort, munching overgrown vegetation before the first snows start.
This is the first time that I've put animals on a ski slope before.
The herd from Cloud Brook Grazing wear special collars that keep them inside an invisible fence and send data to owner Adam Ritchie.
Ideally, we can scale this up to the point where it's working well and then hopefully develop a model that can be used at other ski resorts as well.
The goats work slower than a weed whacker, clearing about 25 acres in a five-week stretch, but they're also part of an experiment facilitated by the Agritech Institute for Small Farms. The aim is to increase access to technology to help small farms stay in business while also mitigating climate change. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
Hey, Central Ohio. The Nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. CODA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist CODA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the Nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at CODA.com. That's C-O-T-A.com. Good luck to all the runners.